Chapter 6. How can we make money? On February 19, 2014, Facebook bought the WhatsApp messaging app for $19 billion. Facebook now had Instagram and WhatsApp, and it was stronger than before. Snapchat's fight with Facebook was still happening. People loved using Snapchat, but the question Evan asked was, how can we make money? In 2014, more than 100 people worked for Snapchat. There were lots of different groups in the company. The money-making group had the most people, and it grew the fastest. Evan wanted Snapchat to make money. From May 1st, 2014, Snapchat users could also video call and send text messages to their friends, not only send them videos and photos. Users liked this, but it still did not make any money for Snapchat. This was because not many companies advertised on Snapchat. In September 2014, Snapchat bought Scan. Scan was a QR code company. You find QR codes on things in supermarkets. A computer reads the code, and then you pay for the thing. People could use Scan and make their own QR code. These were called Snapcodes. Now Snapchat users could use other people's Snapcodes to add them as friends. Snapchat wants its users to find things and buy them on the internet with Snapcodes. But for now, they cannot do this, and Snapcodes do not make any money for Snapchat. Evan and Bobby wanted to work on their app and make more money, but they really needed to stop the fight with Reggie. It took a lot of their time and cost a lot of money. In the end, the lawyers found an answer. Evan and Bobby paid Reggie $157.5 million. And Snapchat wrote in the newspapers, "Disappearing photos were Reggie Brown's idea, and he worked on the app at the start." Reggie took the money, but he could never speak to the newspapers about Snapchat again. The fight with Reggie was finished, but the fight with Facebook was not. In June 2014, Facebook started a new photo app called Slingshot. Slingshot users could send a photo to a friend. Then the friend had to send a photo back. Nobody liked the new app. At the same time, Snapchat started Snapchat Live at the Electric Daisy Carnival. Lots of music bands were there. Snapchat posted photos and videos of the event, and Snapchat users did too. Snapchat users everywhere could watch the bands play live at the same time as the bands played, through the eyes of other Snapchat users. It was also possible to add geofilters to photos and videos. Geofilters tell you the name of the place or the event. Snapchat quickly designed geofilters for cities, universities, and coffee shops. And people could design their own geofilters and send them to Snapchat. People loved using Snapchat Live and geofilters. There was a beautiful story at the University of Wisconsin. A girl saw a boy on the university's live story and wanted to find him. She liked him, but did not know his name. He liked football and wore a Vikings American football shirt. The girl posted a live story on Snapchat. Friends started posting videos and pictures of the boy and the girl to the story too. Then the pair met at a university bar. Snapchat made a special love story geofilter for the boy and girl. On December 31st, 2014, Snapchat made a live story about parties for the New Year across the world. People started making wonderful live stories about lots of different events, sports, music, film and TV, or other daily things. But this still did not make any money for Snapchat. Snapchat had to make its money from advertising. But how could it get more companies to advertise on the app? Snapchat had a lot of young users. Companies could not easily advertise to young people because young people did not watch a lot of TV. So companies started to advertise on Snapchat. First, a film company posted a 20-second video. It was a Snapchat story and advertised a film called Ouija. Millions of users watched the video. Then the company Samsung made a live story at a famous music event. Snapchat showed the bands getting ready before they played. This was new because these parts of an event are not usually on TV. More and more companies started advertising through live stories at important events, and between 10 and 20 million people watched them. Now Snapchat began making money.